You're listening to Article and Design Podcast, the podcast made with love for Filipino freelancers, small business owners, and digital agencies. I am your host, Margaret Lopez. I am a digital marketing strategist for over 8 years now, and I created Article and Design. Be part of our 1 million mission in transforming 1 million Filipinos to becoming a super freelancer and live the life and work they love. Join me as I sit down and discuss with our fellow freelancers and business owners about their process, their monumental screw up, and the tips that they swear by to help you win in this freelance game forever. Hey, do you want to become a super freelancer? A super freelancer is a highly paid, creative, happy, and globally competitive freelancer. If you want to become one, you can enroll in our Super Freelancers course, 21 Steps to Fast Track Your Freelancing Business. We will teach you how to create systems, automate some of your workload, and how to avoid the feast and famine situation of chasing clients after clients. So go to articleanddesigncourses.com and use the coupon code PODCASTFRIEND to get your 400 pesos discount. This is exclusive to our podcast listeners only. So see you there. If you know someone who needs this, if makilala kayo na makakatulong sa kanila yung mga pinag-discuss natin dito sa Article and Design, please feel free to share our channel and our community, Article and Design Super Freelancers page. So going back, last episode, I discussed about, sabi ko, ano yung five things or five reasons bakit nafe-fail yung mga freelancers, di ba? We discussed that. Ngayon, of course, to be fair, we need to counteract that one, you know. So we're going to discuss ano yung five reasons then why there are successful freelancers and what makes a freelancer successful. So number one, they have a mindset of a successful freelancer or a successful Filipino. Ano yung ibig sabihin? So may mindset na sila kaagad. Okay? Ibig sabihin, yung mindset nila is solid na, hey, I wanted to become a successful freelancer. They have a strong mindset. Okay? So there's no way but up. Okay? Yung mindset nila is parang ganito, growth mindset. Okay? Alam ko hindi pa ako perfect. Alam ko may mga kailangan pa akong improve. But I am willing to improve. And I'm willing to learn. Diba? So that's a growth mindset. Paulit-ulit ko sinasabi dito sa group na, guys, you have to develop a growth mindset over fixed mindset. Yung fixed mindset kasi, ang sinasabi sa kanya, ito lang ako. Fixed na to. Ito lang kaya kong gawin. Hindi ko kayang pag-aralan ng mga bagay. Hindi ko kayang pag-aralan ng graphic design. Hindi ko kayang pag-aralan ng Photoshop. Hindi ko kayang pag-aralan ng video editing. Hindi ako pwede maging writer, etc. So, fix ka na, close ka na kumbaga yung mindset mo. But, a successful freelancer, they have this growth mindset. So, they have a mindset that is successful. And, fin-foresee nila yung magiging future self nila. Okay? So, first, you have to have that one. You have to have a strong mindset na you wanted to be successful and you're willing to do the work and how to be successful. Okay, next. So, bakit nagkakaroon ng maraming pera yung mga freelancers? Kasi bakit? They have skills and confidence. Okay? So, dapat kasama yung dalawa na yun eh. Kasi kung may skill ka, hindi ka din confident na i-put out yun outside the world, then walang bibili sa'yo. And then, kung puro ka lang din confidence, wala kang skill, ay parang scam yung ginagawa mo. Diba? So, yeah, they have skills and confidence and they continue to learn. Alright? So, what do I mean? So, Margaret, so kung wala pala kami skill, hindi na kami pwede maging freelancer. No. Kasi bakit? You can learn, diba? As I've been mentioning. You can learn and at the same time is kung wala ka kami skills, you think of your strength. You think of your passion. Ano ba yung gusto mong pag-aralan? Yung strength mo. Saan ka ba feeling mo whenever you feel the strongest? Okay? Then, develop some opportunity there. Alright, so let's go back to skills. So skills, they have skills and they continue to develop those skills. So hindi sila nagsistop. Kunwari marunong na sila mag-Photoshop. Hindi sila nagsistop lang dun. Alright, they continue to learn yung ins and outs in Photoshop and ano pa ba yung other tools that will complement the Photoshop. And yung ano nila, skill nila as a graphic designer. Alright, for a writer naman, hindi lang sila nagsistay being a writer. They learn
how to write SEO writing, di ba? And of course, pwede din nilang pag-aaralan yung paano maging copywriter, okay? Or email newsletter copywriters, yung mga ganun. So they continue to learn. And then, sasamahan nila ng confidence yun. Kasi guys, ako, naniniwala ako na nagiging confident ka kasi nga, nagkakaroon ka na ng skills. So you're confident enough na may value ka talaga na ibibigay. So that's why, dapat yung dalawa na yun, skills and confidence is a package talaga to be successful. Alright? Kasi hindi nga pwede puro ka lang confidence, puro ka lang guts. Then wala ka naman may ibubuga. Ibang usapan yun. Okay, don't be like that. Alright? So next is, eto. So may skills and confidence ka na, na-set up na properly yung mind mo, ano yung kulang mo? You should have an offer. Okay? So, paano ka bibilhan ng client? Paano ka mag-order ng service mo kung wala ng offer? Diba? So, ano yung sabihin? So, you have an offer plus your specialization. For example, clear-cut dapat yung offer mo. You're a social media manager for female fitness coaches. Or, for example, nakasub-niche ka pa talaga sa mga Pilates coaches. Okay? So, may offer ka and specialization. Diba? Next is, ano pa ba? You're a graphic designer for, ano, for personal development coaches. Diba? So, ikaw yung graphic designer niya. So, you have an offer and a specialization. Okay? So, para ma-find out ka agad ng client, yung brand mo na, okay? So, for example, si Margaret, okay, kailangan ko pumunta kay Margaret kasi kailangan ko magpagawa ng digital marketing strategy. Paano mag-grow online na aking business. For example, let's say, pupunta ako kay Alex kasi si Alex ay isang social media manager sa mga female fitness coaches. Diba? Madali lang ni mag-position yourself mo. Magkakaroon ka agad ng brand authority and ng recognition kung sino ka. So, you have to have your offer and your specialization. Next is, that's number three. So number four is, they learn to communicate effectively if hindi pa man sila marunong. Okay? If you remember the first episode of this coffee break, diba, I taught you guys on how to have, to improve your English communication skills. Diba? And then yung episode 25 ng ating Article and Design podcast, tinuro ko doon yung 5 or 7 things or tips na paano ka makakommunicate effectively through clients. So, this is very important, guys. Kasi bakit? Communication is key, eh. Diba? Kahit nga sa mga friends mo or sa relationships nyo, minsan, nasisira dahil hindi kayo nagkakaintindihan, eh. So, it is very important that you communicate effectively. Ano ba yung offer mo sa client? Then, pag kinausap ka, you have to have it, yung alam mo yung isasagot, eh. May script ka, may offer ka, may results base ka na target for her or him, yung mga clients mo, ganun. And at the same time, sa colleagues mo, when you work together in a team, you can communicate effectively. So take note, when I say effectively, I don't mean to have a perfect grammar, okay? Or you have to have the perfect command of English. Hindi ganun. And yung mga bagay kasi na yun, napag-aaralan yun, okay? So if you wanted to have that excellent grammar in English, then continue to learn kung wala pa kayo. So, I'm saying, operative word there is communicate effectively. Ibig sabihin, maiintindihan ng other person yung information na you're trying to convey. Okay? So, you have to practice that. Kasi if hindi ka maiintindihan, magkakaroon ka ng mga problema sa expectations na sineset. So, pagkakaintindihan ng client sa sinabi mo, iba, so, iba yung expectation niya dun sa result sana na ibibigay mo, which is nagkamali ka dun sa kinonvey mo na info. Okay? So, take note, communication, to communicate effectively doesn't mean you have the perfect grammar or English accent or whatever, or command in English. You just have to have a clear and straight to the point na mga message that you're trying to convey. Alright? Last but not the least, hindi mangyayari to lahat. Magkakaroon ng boomerang and domino effect yung success mo as a freelancer kung hindi ka disiplinado and kung hindi ka nakapag-develop ng mga habits, ng healthy habits. Alright? So, freelancing is not a walk in the park, I'll tell you. But freelancing can become a very, very lucrative, you know, source of income mo or business mo. Diba? But you need to put in the work. Okay? You need to put in the work. You need to put in the discipline. You need to develop healthy habits to be successful. I mean, just like in other cases in life, right? We need to develop discipline and healthy habits. Right? Kung gusto mo maging lawyer, magkaroon ka ng matinong study habits. Kung gusto mo maging doktor, magkaroon ka ng proper time management and discipline sa sarili mo. Napag-aralan, i-memorize yung mga medical terms dyan. But, so, the same with freelancing, we have to develop this self-discipline and self-accountability. So, hindi tayo mag-blame ng kahit sino o ng circumstances, kundi yung sarili lang natin. We have to be accountable. So, I wanted to become a successful freelancer. I wanted to become a successful graphic designer na kumikita ako ng 50,000 to 100,000 pesos a month. And how am I going to do this? So, you write in the systems and develop self-discipline every day. You dial in and out na para ma-develop mo yung habits na yun to become the graphic designer that you wanted to be. Alright? So that's it. As I've said, guys, hindi naman siya yung rocket science eh. 5 things for you to become a successful freelancer. You follow those 5 things. What are those? First, you develop a strong mindset. Next is you have to have your skills and confidence set in place. And if wala ka, you continue to learn. The next is you have to have an offer and a specialization. Okay, para alam ng client kung sino yung kukunin niya pag may ganito siyang problema. And fourth is you communicate effectively. And if hindi ka pa marunong, you learn how to communicate effectively. When I say effectively, is it has to be clear and straight to the point. Right? Para ma-set mo na expectations right away. And fifth is, of course, you have developed self-discipline habits. And you are accountable. You are self-accountable. Wala kang ibang i-blame. Kundi sarili mo lang. Alright? So, that's it. How to become a successful Filipino freelancer, and then this will all make sense if papanoorin niyo din yung previous episode, which is 5 reasons why freelancers fail. So I hope you guys learn a thing or two, and please like this one and share this to anyone who needs this, and please don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel Articon Design, and I will see you in the next episode. Have a great evening, everyone. If you like this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and share this to anyone who needs to see this. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Podcast. If you enjoyed this, please leave us a review on our Facebook page, Article and Design. Please also follow us on our YouTube channel called Article and Design for more tips on freelancing and business. And if you want to go to the next level, check out our courses at articleanddesigncourses.com. See ya.